Hello and welcome, supporters of the Veg Grower Podcast. This is the Thursday night Supporters Club Veg Grower Podcast. And this is on the 2nd of March, 2023. And yes, March, we are officially into spring. I'm really, really excited for spring, actually. I've got to say, I say it every year, but for me, I'm really excited this year. I feel we are really going to get a good start, partly because the allotment is looking so good. Garden's nearly there. Everything just feels like we just need a little bit more warmth, and then we can really crack on with the garden. I say a little bit more warmth. I'm checking the soil temperatures at the weekend to see if they're going to be warm enough to start sowing any seeds. I don't think they are. We just need that little bit of warmth to warm the soils up, and then we can get on with it. Now, I've got a lot to get through tonight, so let's get on with it. Firstly, I have heard in the news, this has been going on for a couple of weeks. I was meant to do this on a Two Gardeners, One Story podcast, but unfortunately Lee was a bit busy yesterday when we had planned to do the recording. And as it turned out, I had an interview that I got my dates muddled, shall we say. So we're a bit behind on that one. I was going to do a solo recording. It hasn't quite gone to plan. I'll speak to Lee tomorrow about that anyway. But this is about the, well, it's developed. It turns out that a lot of people are buying seeds to grow their own veg this year because of the restrictions or the rationing going on in supermarkets with the tomatoes, etc., etc. I'm sure you've heard all about the rationing in your news. But buying the seeds, I mean, I'm grateful that people are buying seeds, don't get me wrong, and moving on with grow your own. So I think that is absolutely fantastic. The trouble is the tomatoes and the other fruits that are restricted at the moment are restricted because of various reasons going on in other countries. I can't get into the whys and wherefores because there's so much involved in it. But by the time these people have grown their tomatoes, we will not have this tomato rationing because the farmers in the UK will have caught up and be able to actually supply supermarkets. So the price of the market goes down. It's, don't get me wrong, I think it's great that they are going to be growing their own food, but they should have been doing this beforehand in some ways. I mean, I think it's great. As I said, they are great. They're recognising the benefits of growing their own food. And if this just starts them off, fantastic. Then hopefully we can get more people to join in the podcast as well. Now, moving on from that, I received a huge delivery of perlite today. Now, I have bulk brought 100 litres of perlite today. Well, the other day, and it arrived today. I wasn't popular with a wife when it turned up, to say the least. I bought 100 litres because it cost me £20. Whereas 10 litres in a garden centre or Wilko's or anywhere was about £10. And I needed at least 40 litres for the veggie pod that's going up. So by bulk buying, it cost me less than the £40 it would have cost had I bought it from a garden centre, and I've got more left over. So this has got me thinking that we need to think about bulk buying more often in order to save. Something I've been looking at is compost. I use a lot of compost, and if I can bulk buy it, I could possibly make a saving. Now, on the note of bulk buying, if I'm looking at compost companies, if you guys use any compost that you bulk buy, let me know, and I'll see if we can get a discount code from them to use in the future. I'm definitely looking at doing this, so I'm trying to get more discount codes. I've got more discount codes coming up for you a little bit later on. Now, added to that, I've mentioned perlite, and I know I can say this a bit more openly with you guys. So somebody, a couple of years ago now, approached me about the concerns of the overuse of perlite. So there's a guy who's just got 100 litres. And I looked into it, and I could see why there was a concern. It's not quite there yet, but there is a concern. And this person actually supplied me with brick dust. And I've been using the brick dust in our mixes and stuff. And I've got to say, the results are pretty interesting. Very, very interesting using brick dust. But I can't talk about this on the main podcast. The reason being, as a gardening media person, we're not allowed to suggest or recommend the use of something in the garden that has not officially been recognised as a use in the garden. So brick dust in this example is a good example. Another one would be people who spray milk on their courgette leaves to avoid powdery mildew. Not allowed to recommend that, which is very, very annoying. I've sometimes got to try and find a way of suggesting it without actually saying I recommend it. So I just want to get that over there because it's a bit of a bugbear of mine. I cannot recommend it. Now, I did also mention my VeggiePod. I do have discount code in VeggiePod. I think it's still active, actually. I've got to get in touch with VeggiePod and just see how things are going with them. They've had a change of hands in the UK, so it's slightly difficult. Although I think they'll probably be at Gardener's World next month, so might have a chat with them there. If you are unfamiliar with VeggiePods, they are raised garden beds, come with a protective cover to keep pests and harsh weather at bay. I've had my medium veggie pod for a few years, the small one since last year. I've had a lot of success with them both. So adding this large one is really going to be good. And they are great for using or for growing delicate crops like lettuce, which can easily be damaged by wind and rain. Now, speaking of lettuces, this month's seed pack, gift pack, has been sent out to you. And it does include a lettuce. Gourmet loose leaf lettuce, which is one of my favourites actually. It's a very delicate buttery flavour. Comes in a range of colours from deep green to burgundy. And I use it like a cat and come again lettuce leaf. So it's definitely one that I'm going to be, or one that's on its way to use. Some of you may even had yours already. And we're developing our own seed mixes as well for lettuce or cut and come again salads as we go on throughout this year. So look out for those in the future. But along with the lettuce this month, you're also getting sweet pepper, Asti red and yellow, which is a nice mix of these red and yellow bell peppers, the sweet peppers. So they're really, really nice. We've got celery, a variety called golden blanched, which blanches itself. So it makes it easy to grow in a garden. Some of the other celeries you have to earth up to blanch. These don't. These blanch themselves. We've got beetroot rainbow mix, which is a nice range of colours. The reds that you would normally expect with beetroots, yellows, and even the stripy ones. So really good mix. Hopefully they're going to turn out really, really well. We've got carrot early nantes. Now, these are a carrot that can be sown early. And I've sent them out in just the seed form. I'm also testing out some pelleted form as well to see how they get on. But carrot, they've gone out to you as well. As an early carrot, probably do another one later on in the year. But I just want to get some early carrots because they are a staple. And finally, we got thyme. Now, thyme is a fantastic herb, one that I really like. And just a few pots of thyme on the windowsill or in the garden were absolutely beautiful smell and tasty in so many meals. Now, these are all great crops to sow in spring. Can't wait to see what you do with them and how you get on with them. So, yeah, let me know what you think when they grow. Now, in addition to the seeds, I have also got you a new discount code. Now, Omelette is a company that makes the chicken run that I use in our garden. The chicken run, we've got the extension to it. They are a really good company, I've got to say. I really like their Omelette chicken runs because they have done the job of keeping our chickens nice and safe. They're easy to clean, easy to look after. The runs we've extended ours, they just work so well. So I felt getting Omelette on board. I was actually asked this by one of our members anyway. I've got a 10% discount code. Now, 10% doesn't sound a lot, but these Omelettes, I would say they're not cheap, but they are worth every penny. So 10% could actually end up being quite a good saving. That's at omelette.co.uk. Just use the code TVGPOmelette. And you will get 10% off. This is only valid at the moment till April the 3rd, but we are hoping to extend it. The person I've spoken to had to get it through her manager. So if you do use it, then you've got a month to use it. Hopefully you can get going a bit longer, but please, if you are looking at chickens, please do go and use it and make yourself a saving of 10%. Really, really worth it. I cannot recommend the Omelet Chicken Runs highly enough. Now, of course, they don't just do chicken runs. They also do dogs and cats and many other animals as well. So do go check them out. 10% discount is probably worth it. Now, my plans for this weekend, Saturday afternoon, I'm heading to the allotment. And all I plan to do is, if I can get the glass for a granddad's greenhouse cut tomorrow, and get those into place, and that would be great because that will complete granddad's greenhouse, and that just mean I can just concentrate on growing. And then I'm just going to be weeding around the edges. As I said earlier, the allotment is so nearly there. It just needs to warm up, but it is so nearly there. Really, really happy with how the allotment is looking at the moment. Keep saying omelet. The allotment is looking at the moment, and it is just such a good feeling at the moment. Now, Sunday, I will be at home. I'm going to be making a trip to the tip to get rid of some of our garden waste. But before that, I'm going to be pricking out some more seedlings. We've got quite a few seedlings to prick out and completing the build of my veggie pod garden. As I said, we got the perlite for the veggie pod. Did I say that? The reason I got the perlite is for the veggie pod. I'm going to be completing that build entirely on the weekend. Get that bed up and running. I think it's going to be a little bit too cold to sow any seeds outside, that is. But we'll take our temperatures outside and just see what we have got on. Well, before I wrap up, just please do share any of your gardening updates with us. You can email me, richard@theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. I always love getting emails. It's always inspiring to see what people are doing and what they are growing in and so on. And we do have our own forum for supporters, member. I know the forums don't get used much, but it's something we do have. Do want to try and get everybody chatting, but the forum seems like the only way I could do this unless I start something else up. Very, got to be easier ways, I'll say that. Well, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You take care. Hope you have a really great weekend this weekend. I'll be back on Sunday. So until then, please take care.